1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, it's noteworthy, that's for sure. You're going to get a story or two, whether they're good or bad. We're not looking for the great ones. We're looking for the ones that may have harmed you or your family or the police were called. Whatever. If you have a holiday horror story, and plenty of people do. And we went back to Thanksgiving for one yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
and we had a Hanukkah story or Chinooka.
It's holiday, you know.
Yeah, that's holiday horror stories. Correct, yes.
All right, here we go. Christmas Day, 1986. Christmas Day, 1986. The whole family, aunts, uncles, and cousins, gathered at Grandma and Grandpa's to open gifts and enjoy the customary Christmas fare. As an excited three-year-old, I couldn't wait to open gifts and play with the new toys I was sure to be receiving. At one point, I was sitting on my mom's lap and wanted to get down. After my feet hit the floor and I took two steps, I tripped and went face first into the edge of the coffee table, front teeth first. The remainder of Christmas morning was spent having emergency oral surgery. Did receive an unexpected gift that year, a lifelong fear of the dentist. The gift that has kept on giving. Merry effing Christmas.
The dentist was there to help.
Yeah.
After you had rearranged your front teeth.
One of my favorite things to do during the holiday is to elaborately decorate sugar cookies. I would have up to 10 different colors of frosting and two different consistencies, one thicker for the outlining and one thinner for flooding inside the lines.
Make mm-hmm.
a lot of color
there. Oh, yeah.
A lot of powdered sugar is needed for that much frosting. One day while breastfeeding my daughter.
and decorating cookies?
Before getting my four-year-old... twin boys ready for their afternoon 4K class with the class period. The boys found the packages of powdered sugar sitting on the counter.
This is going to go like a dog
like
yesterday.
That dog. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The silence should have been a dead giveaway. I opened the door to their room to a haze from floor to ceiling. Closed the door, called the school to say my children will not make it today. I went back to the room to look closer at what happened. The entire room had a medium to thick layer of white powder covering everything. Both boys were pale white from hair to toe, except where they could lick around their lips. That's going to look like some kind of
vaudeville
Star Trek tribe.
It's going to look like a backward clown.
Sure. Reverse.
Yeah.
They said they had a snow fight with the 5 2.5-pound bags of powdered sugar.
They are so imaginative.
I took a picture of them to send to my husband at work before I hosed them off in the shower. Everything in the room was white from the blankets on the beds, the curtains, the clothes in the open dresser drawers, and even stuck on the walls from about 5 feet up all the way to the floor.
I'll bet it was still there the day they left for college.
Without a doubt.
It was still in the room.
Yep.
The room exactly how it was so my husband could see it in person. When he got home, we ended up taking 3 days to clean and vacuum everything, destroying 2 vacuums in the process. That fine kind of powder.
I guess it's hard on the motors. Yeah.
I've heard it's good for wood floors if they creak.
Really?
Yeah,
powdered sugar.
You put a powder, like a baby powder or maybe powdered sugar, into the cracks, and it stops the, I don't know.
I'm just going to call the flooring
guy. I'm not going to do that.
We're just warming up.
Ants.
When the kids were young, we wanted to take a vacation during the holidays. At the time, we had a dog, which made getting away more challenging. Friends offered to watch our dog, and we accepted. When we dropped him off at our friend's, he showed great interest in a room with a closed door. We were told that is where their daughter's hamsters lived, and were assured that they always keep the door closed. I think we can all see where this is going.
It's a murder story.
We enjoyed our vacation and called our dog-sitting friends when we got back to say we were going to drop off our stuff and then pick up the dog. They replied, well, maybe you could pick up the dog right away.
Okay, well.
We did, and when we got there, I noticed the room with the hamster was now open. We had a nice vacation. I can't say the same for the hamster.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't see that coming, huh?
Sit, boy. Stay.
It was my year to make the Christmas feast. My mother insisted on helping, so I gave her the simple task of preparing the glaze for the ham. Everything was going smooth until she dropped the bowl that was filled with crushed pineapple, brown sugar, and cherry juice. The bowl fell faster than the mix, so when it bounced off the floor, it launched the sticky concoction all over my ceiling.
Oh.
I cleaned it the best I could, but still found little shreds of pineapple for the next couple of years.
Oh, my. Like, these are like murder scenes. Drops of blood.
For Christmas this year, I was in charge of getting and driving Grandma over to the family Christmas. She had just moved further away with a hospice worker at the house with her at all times. I was there. I get there and walk into the house, and the first thing I hear is a woman screaming as she sees me. It's the nurse who has no clue who I am, as I have just walked into the house.
Are you a big burly man? I was picturing a girl.
Aren't they expecting other guests?
Right.
She then grabs a pepper spray out of her purse and sprays me with it.
Big burly man.
I try to recover from that, she grabs Granny's cane and starts to whack me with that.
You're not getting in.
After the attack, I scrambled toward the door and leave. The family Christmas that day ended up being one person short that year. Oh. I was not ever going to go back to pick up Grandma again.
No phone call could be made to repair this?
Send someone else.
Hey, who's
it might have been Granny's last Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not my fault, man. I tried to get
in. Air.
I tried to get in. I got pepper spray.
Right. Did all I could. Like above and beyond.
Brother, friends, and I decided to go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve. Afterwards, we stopped at the first bar we found. On entrance into the bar, a man was there ripping up phone books on the bar.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We got drinks and relaxed. An older gentleman in a top coat came in with a young woman on his arm. They sat across from us. He ordered a round of drinks. We thanked him, and the bartender informed us he owned a local strip joint. As we enjoyed our drinks, the gentleman pulled out a gun, pulled the trigger, and fired a shot.
Wait, the guy who bought the drinks?
The top coat guy with the young woman.
He likes to live.
We thought there were blanks until we saw the hole in the clock. We then decided to call it a night. As we left, the bartender said, "Come back sometime. It's not usually this rowdy." Months passed, and I'm reading the Morning Sentinel about a man killed in a car bomb. Lo and behold, it was the strip club.
Wow.
Christmas Eve. You went to mass. You did go to mass.
Then you went to a bar.
Yeah, stopped to have a cocktail on the way home. Bars were still open.
What bar was it?
My dad was always a great cook for us growing up. He always tried new things and typically made our bellies happy and full. For one mild Christmas, he decided to give grilling the turkey the old college try. He said he heard it would be super moist and tasty by grilling it. My family and I were looking forward to it, and he set up the grill in the garage and threw the turkey on. After about an hour and a half, he announced the turkey was almost done and that we should get all the other food out. That seemed to be kind of quick for a 20-pound bird.
Does.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
I inspected it myself, and it had a nice golden grilled look to it. As we sat down, my mom started carving the turkey, getting only about a quarter inch below the surface, and the turkey was completely raw.
Bob, call that. I could call that.
Hour and a half.
Right? My mom and dad argued with my dad, insisting, "It's not raw, it's moist."
Well, technically it is still moist because it's raw.
We ended up eating turkey skin as our main course that year and decided that it was time to not allow dad to try new things anymore. One bad day.
Maybe he redeems himself.
I thought our previous horror story, brother being stabbed by ex-girlfriend, was the end to our holiday horrors. But the same brother added even more shame when he decided to down some booze on Christmas Eve. Keep in mind, he was only 16 at the time. He kept under the radar until we went to midnight mass to listen to my other brother and sister sing.
Was that prior to his stabbing, do we think? Is he a younger man? Is this the prequel?
He's 16.
Yeah.
When he's drinking, though? But when did the stabbing happen later?
In his 20s?
18, yeah. Okay.
The church was packed, and the temperatures were quite warm from all the parishioners. Midway through, the drunk brother, who had been sweating bullets, mm-hmm. started to breathe funny, and then just slumps over, falling into the main aisle.
I saw something worse.
To be honest, I thought there was going to be a throw-up.
So did I. Yep.
But he just falls over into the main aisle, which, you know, that would be distracting.
Yeah.
My dad and I had to drag him out the back of the church and splash water in his face to revive him. Why are you doing that? Gotta love the family dynamic. And one more like that. Last year, my parents asked my brother and me to bring our families to their home in Detroit for family Christmas. We haven't spent time together over the last few years. Both of us agreed and traveled home with our young families. Christmas Eve was joyous and fueled by booze. After the children went to bed, the adults assembled toys and placed presents under the tree. My dad and brother decided to have one more drink in the glow of the Christmas tree. My mom instructed them to not stay up too late because the little ones would be up early.
This all sounds very typical. Mother telling,
oh, yeah.
Don't stay up too late. We're just going to have one more.
Right, okay. Right.
Big day tomorrow. It's Christmas. This sounds like it could be anywhere
out
in America,
walking
doesn't
around.
It?
Yep.
One more drink.
Yeah, okay. Just, yeah.
So if, that's where the story
yeah.
takes a little halftime pause.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because up to this point, like I said, it just sounds all American.
And the kids are there.
All right,
and they
mother, I'll be in just a moment.
On Christmas morning at 6 a.m., I woke up to shrieking young children and my mom and wife screaming. I rushed downstairs fearing something terrible had happened. The children rushed to see all of the presents Santa left them, but found my brother passed out and drooling in front of the tree. And on the couch was my dad, who had soiled himself on the cream-colored couch with his cocktail glass still gripped firmly.
Not letting go of this.
Funny the muscles you can control. Christmas was moved to another room. The remainder of the day was spent trying to clean the couch instead listening to my brother also vomiting and laughing at the death stares my dad and brother received from their spouses.
It's the most wonderful time.
They got
funny which muscle
was,
you can control.
Right, the grip, but not the other grip.
Well said, Brian. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Christmas? Holidays? Got a story? Go to 1029thehog.com.